Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you on September 19th, 2024. I just got off of Elijah streams, which you'll be seeing tomorrow, all hopped up in the spirit now. So this is good that I'm jumping right on, warmed up and ready to go. So welcome to everybody jumping on from the United States and around the world. I saw somebody from New Zealand here. So hello to our friends in New Zealand. There's also people coming in from Texas, West Virginia, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Nassau County in Florida, Alberta, Canada. Hello to our neighbors in Canada, Washington State. Hello to our neighbors and friends in Washington State. Let's see who else is on. Louisiana, Maine. Yep, people are jumping on from all over the U.S. And around the world. And we're happy to have you with us. And hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We have a lot to get into today. If you could like, subscribe, and share this broadcast, because there is some deep stuff we're getting into today about what is going on in the nation. It really is a warning, because something happened that opened a gate, and we need to talk about it, and we're going to get actually really deep into it tonight. So let me open up in prayer. And after I open up in prayer, we do have just one announcement at the beginning. The rest will be at the end. We have a huge announcement at the end. So please stay tuned until the end. We have a huge announcement at the end. But we brought home a new sanctuary resident yesterday. And you're going to get to meet him in just a few minutes. So let's open up in prayer and we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day, Lord. We are gathered at the ecclesia, Father God. You say if two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst, Father God. Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father God, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Please forgive us, Lord, and wash us and cleanse us. We all fall so short of your glory, Father. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And Lord, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us with the highest price, the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us, Lord. He reconciled us back to you. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." And Lord, we praise you. He rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing, Lord, before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, to fill this place, Lord. Father, we just welcome your presence in, that your powerful presence would move, that the weight of your glory would fall, Father God. Lord, that you would just move mightily, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Father God, that you would have your way, that you would go before us tonight, Father. Lord, fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Lead us in your wisdom tonight, Lord, and guide us, Father God, and order our steps. Father, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, allow us the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, we take authority in the name of Jesus Christ over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, interference, and the like that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, puppets, vessels of the enemy and the like would attempt. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it now. We command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it be bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent to this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. Father God, we just surrender to you, Father God. We submit this to you. We ask you to send your holy angels and dispatch them of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround and protect us, Lord, to protect this area, Lord, the skies, the land, the property, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that you have put a hedge around us as we go forth, Lord. Take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father God. We are nothing more than dust, Lord, and we praise you. We glorify your name. Your word says, I called to the Lord, I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. And we praise you for that, Lord. Let your name be glorified above all, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on right now. So we have a lot to get into. This is a prophetic warning, and we're going to get deep with this. So if you want to share this, please share this, because there's some very interesting stuff in here that the Lord has allowed me to piece together. And so before we do that, though, yesterday we brought home a new sanctuary resident. Now, the whole video of the whole journey we're going to put out on social media platforms, but we do have a clip for you. But before we play, well, actually, we'll play the rumble after the clip. So let's play the clip of Joshua first so you can meet him. So Poppy and Joshua have made a love connection. Yep. Poppy and Joshua have made a complete love connection. Up, look at her. She's showing off. She's like, Joshua, this is how you get in the tub, and this is how you bathe. I just want to show you now so you know. I'll give you a demonstration. Are you serious right now? Oh, you like him. He's so cute, Mom. Oh, you like him. Praise the Lord. Oh, look, they're both together. They're like, look at this. It's a total love connection. Hallelujah. That's all I got to say. Poppy and Joshua, praise the Lord. Up. Oh, we have a special guest here, too, that just came. Toby, come here. Come here. You want to come up? Come to Mama. Ready? Toby, we're going to do this live. We have a video of Toby we're going to show you two later. But Toby, did you know they're eating the dogs? And they're eating the cats? Did you know this? Yeah. Yep. Down. So we have a video of Toby, and that's just a little preview of what we'll show you later. But Joshua is a sheep. We saved him from market. And Joshua came after Moses. So this is why he is named Joshua. And him and Poppy have made a total love connection when it comes to them being together. They just are sharing the barn. They're very happy together. They are a happy little couple right now. And Archie is scared to death of Joshua. So we have them separated right now. And as they get used to each other through the fence, we could open up the fence and they'll be totally fine. So basically, we just wanted to show you that Toby's a handful. Don't even get me started about Toby. Toby is high maintenance, let me tell you. And he's in the office and so is Missy right now. Okay. Yes. Hi, honey. Hi, honey. Missy wants me to pet her. So we're going to get into tonight. And we're going to do a deep dive here. And it is a prophetic warning as well. So we're going to start and we're going to go back to January 2nd, 2022, because I had a dream back then. And this dream has a lot to do with what we have seen transpire and happen. But in the dream, it was dark and there were three large, powerful demons that stood before me. They were not allowed to come near me, though. The first was muscular, large horns, deep, loud voice. This could have been Baal. I'm not even kidding you, because Baal is the bull. So deep, loud voice, body like fire, and could turn into a fireball with a lion letting out a gut-wrenching roar. There were two other demons. One was silverish, looked like it was wearing armor. And then there was a third that was a darker figure and may have been wearing a cloak. So the first demon with the thunderous voice and I believe the horns boasted, as did the others, about what they were going to do in the courts as Esther shows up. Each demon represents a different issue in the Supreme Court or the court system. Demons represent a mock trial, and that basically they were going to put the people through a mock trial, that the people were about to embark on a mock trial, a trial run, a trial and testing. and the government and the worldly order wanted to see how far they could go with all of this. And I wrote, entering the time of Daniel. That's what I wrote back then. And I said we were going to get into another teaching on that. And then basically you had in the time of Daniel, right? Because I wrote entering the time of Daniel, you had a prince of Persia type of demon that was trying to block. So basically in Daniel's account, there was for 21 days, the prince of Persia withstood Gabriel, and Gabriel had a whistle for Michael to come in, who's the muscle, and move this prince of Persia entity out of the way. So if we entered the time of Daniel, we have a very similar situation happening in the nation where a prince of Persia type of entity was trying to block the United States of America, was trying to block the way forward. Right. And you had during that time too, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not compromise before Nebuchadnezzar. And they worked with Daniel. You had 21 days of fasting and prayer with Daniel for the angel to show up, the angel Gabriel to come and basically give Daniel his answer that he had been praying for. And that's when the prince of Persia engaged and he had to be moved out of the way, because the second Daniel prayed, the answer was dispatched. The prince of Persia held it up in the realm of the spirit for 21 days. And that principality had a hold on the leadership over that entire area. Okay. And with this dream from January 2nd, 2022, I had written too, this has to do with the unborn, with a mock trial, with a trial run. We are in a time very much like Daniel lived in a Babylonian pagan regime that is hostile to believers. Babylon was surrounded. Now you're going to see how all this connects in a moment, because we're going to get into how a gate was opened in the United States, because I'm laying the groundwork for this. Babylon was surrounded by a massive wall over 100 feet thick and 300 feet high. Okay, so it would take months of sieging to try to breach a wall like that. And Babylon was ruled at that time by Nebuchadnezzar. Do you know Nebuchadnezzar ruled 45 years in Babylon? 45. Okay, keep that in mind. 45. Basically, ancient historians said that the walls around the city were 60 miles long, 300 feet high, 80 feet thick, and 35 feet into the ground, so enemies could not tunnel under in order to besiege the city. And don't you find that interesting that even the Babylonians understood that walls work? Isn't that interesting that even the Babylonians back then understood that walls keep out intruders? Very simple principle. And they put their walls into the ground too. They just didn't build them up. They built them below. So in the book of Isaiah and Jeremiah, they both prophesied the destruction of Babylon. And in 539, Cyrus, who had taken over Media, Cyrus took over Media. Remember, Trump has been compared to a modern day Cyrus. Cyrus took over Media. He took over Persia, Iran, and he took over Elam. And he led his army into Babylon and he captured Babylon without a long drawn out battle. So keep that in mind. Cyrus captured Media. Cyrus captured Persia. Trump is known as a modern day Cyrus. You know, also in Babylon at the time, there was a lot of sexual immorality. There were pagan temples. There was temple prostitution. There were sacrifices to false gods. In fact, in Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar erects a golden 90-foot tall statue in the nation to be worshipped by all. And about 5 days before the Democratic National Convention happened in Chicago, in Sugar Land, Texas, all of a sudden, a 90-foot tall golden statue of Hanuman, a false god, half man, half monkey, is erected. The only taller statue now is the Statue of Liberty. And there it is. And that golden statue that Nebuchadnezzar erected in Babylon was 90 feet tall. It was the same size as this statue that has now been erected in Sugar Land, Texas. Hanuman is a false Hindu god, as Kamala Devi. Devi means goddess in Hindu, as Kamala Devi, is set, it was set to be anointed as the nominee, this 90-foot tall golden statue, as in the time of Daniel, because remember, in that dream, with those three demons boasting what they were going to do, I had written, we're entering the time of Daniel, and this has to do with the unborn. Well, then we see certain markings of the time of Daniel begin to pop up in the United States of America. Now, I'm going to fast forward with you to March 2023. You have the Covenant School shooting in Tennessee. This is all going to make sense as we go forth. Why Tennessee? Why Nashville, Tennessee? At a school named Covenant, this horrific act. I'll tell you why. The city of Nashville became known for the many institutions of higher education that were found in there and was given the nickname the Athens of the South. The Temple of Zeus resided in Athens, Greece. The throne of Satan, right? Temple of Zeus. Zeus was Satan. They knew him as Zeus in Greece. Nashville is called the Athens of the South. So when the enemy wanted to shed blood to affect the nation, he zeroed in on the place known as the Athens of the South and a school named Covenant, because that is what the enemy was after. And the school was attacked by a transgender who was demonically deceived and influenced into doing the enemy's bidding to shed blood in the same place named after the city where the Temple of Zeus resided. So this is why you had the shooting strategically by the enemy happen before the indictments came down so that innocent blood could be shed in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, there's a man by the name of Dr. Crum, and Donna Clement sent me this video about him speaking about certain projects that affected our nation. And this is why we see, this is why I'm going over all this with you first, because this is why we see all these things happening now. And Donna, my dear friend, sent it to me. And I'm going to talk to you about some things that Dr. Crum said, because the Lord helped me tie other things to this. So things that Dr. Crum said, the Lord showed me other events that tied to it. So Dr. Crum is a believer, and he headed up Project Morningstar for the U.S. government. Now, Project Morningstar was they gathered prophets together, and they gave them hard intelligence, and they asked them to seek the Lord with this hard intelligence. And in fact, Kim Clement was a part of Project Morningstar. So he goes back to the 1960s, and I'm going to tell you some of the things he said and then some of the things the Lord showed me. So in the 1960s, the Soviet Union started training agents to astral project and remote view to see classified documents in Washington, D.C. This is documented. This happened June 25th, 1962. So in the 1960s, the Soviets start doing this. They start stealing classified information through astral projection and remote viewing and occultic activity. In June 25th, 1962, after the Soviets start doing this, prayer is taken out of school. So the Supreme Court decision in Engel versus Vitale comes down. So prayer in school across America was helping to keep a gate closed that the enemy desperately wanted to open. So first a covering or a cover must be lifted to expose the gate's lock or code. This was the event that did that, the taking of prayer out of schools. Because the enemy, when this happened, the enemy very craftily moved in the United States of America. So once that covering was off the lock of the gate, the enemy had further access to try to open the gate. So the enemy doesn't attempt to first, after prayer is taken out of schools, the enemy doesn't attempt to manipulate the United States military first to open the gate. He's got to entice them instead. He's got to tempt them before he can manipulate them. So the enemy, because communism at its core is dark and satanic, the enemy entices the Soviets, because of the Cold War, to remote view it, astral project, and gets them into agreement with that. So the Soviets launched this program, and begin to steal the classified documents from the United States. Okay? So this happens. Then prayer is taken out of school. Now I'm going to show you the order of this. 17 months after prayer is taken out of school, November 22nd, 1963, John F. Kennedy is assassinated. That he was assassinated. I believe, what state was he, was it Texas that he was assassinated in? What state was John F. Kennedy assassinated? If anybody knows in the chat, to put in the chat, because this is all going to tie together then. I think it was Texas. Thank you, everyone. Okay. So keep that in mind because that 90-foot tall statue was erected in Texas. Okay. So 17 months after prayer is taken out of school, November 22nd, 1963, John F. Kennedy is assassinated. That was the blood that needed to be shed for the enemy to open a gate. So every ratifying of an agreement or covenant with the kingdom of darkness requires the shedding of blood. More so at times, innocent blood. So when the government of the U.S. realizes what is happening, so now we've had Soviets astral projecting remote viewing. Prayer gets taken out of schools. John F. Kennedy is assassinated. After all these things happen, the U.S. government realizes that the Soviets are remote viewing and astral projecting and stealing classified intelligence. This is all documented. And instead of seeking the Lord out to righteously stop this, because this is what Dr. Crum was relaying, because of fear and competition, fear is capitalized, the two main building blocks of the occult, the United States launches their own program in remote viewing and astral projection in an attempt to outdo the Soviets. This program was known as Project Stargate or Project Looking Glass. Fort Meade had an abandoned building that they used for Project Stargate. Now, it's interesting because Fort Meade, if you go back in scripture, even though it's spelt a different way, the Meads were from Media. So, and there goes Toby laying down like a seal. The Meads were from Media, biblically speaking. And the Meads were in the area of Iran. And they lived in Media. So it's interesting they would choose Fort Meade, of all places, to launch Project Stargate. And Project Stargate only had 15% accuracy over 23 years. But what happened was this. Project Stargate unlocked a gate in the United States of America the devil had been working for decades to get open. This gate was keeping out and restraining the powers, principalities, and rulers of the darkness of this world who were out for blood and out to pervert creation and the gospel on a mass scale. They wanted the minds of the younger generation to do their bidding, and they wanted the blood of the younger generation for their power to grow. Project Stargate, as it was named, opened a massive gate over America. Deuteronomy 4:19 says, "And beware that you do not raise your eyes toward heaven and see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the hosts of heaven, and let yourselves be led astray and worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven." So I'll tell you how they opened the gate. So the definition of star is any celestial body visible at night from Earth as twinkling points of light, right? And interestingly enough, Jesus is called the morning star, right? But the enemy is referred to as something similar in Isaiah 14, 12 through 14. "How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn." So it's morning star, son of the dawn. That's how it's differentiated from Jesus Christ being called the morning star. "You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations, you who said your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God." Stargate. "I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of clouds. I will make myself like the Most High." That's in Isaiah. Now, so you have a star. which by definition, right, is a celestial body visible from Earth, and a gate, a movable barrier, a means of an entrance or exit, or a starting gate. Starting gate has Stargate written within it. And a starting gate is a mechanically operated barrier used as a starting device for a race. And Stargate is within starting gate. And Satan is racing against Almighty God's schedule in order to advance his dark agendas within the earth and this nation. So it's a starting device for the beginning of a race. This is a race, and it's also a war. And we are soldiers in the army of the living God, ordained by God to run the race that is set before us. This is why at the Olympics, in their opening ceremonies for the races and competitions that proceed, they do ceremonies that open gates that summon dark powers for them to succeed. They do something very similar with the Olympics. So starting gate, Stargate, a gate that is the starting point when open for a race. This is why the occult is built upon fear and competition. It truly is a race for the enemy to pervert, destroy, kill, and steal as much as possible before Armageddon in the Valley of Megiddo. In fact, Mount Carmel, where Elijah the prophet challenged the prophets of Baal and Ashtoreth and called down fire from heaven to consume the sacrifice, that mountain looks down into Megiddo. I stood on it myself when we went to Israel. Mount Carmel literally looks down into that area where Megiddo, into that valley where Armageddon is going to happen. So Project Stargate goes back to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A tempting piece of fruit was dangled before the U.S. government, the CIA to be specific. Genesis 3, 1 through 7 gives this account. Now the serpent was more crafty than any living creature of the field which the Lord had made. And the serpent said to the woman, "Can it really be that God has said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?" Now, that's not what God said. He said, "You shall eat from any tree of the garden. You can't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." So the enemy's manipulating it. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees of the garden, except the fruit from the tree which is in the middle of the garden. God said, you shall not eat from it nor touch it, otherwise you will die." Don't touch it or you will die. But the serpent said to the woman, "You certainly will not die." There's the lie. "For God knows that on the day you eat from it, your eyes will be open." That there's that little bit of truth mixed in. Their eyes would be open with a slew of consequences. "And you will become like God, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was delightful to look at and a tree to be desired in order to make one wise and insightful. So desiring something that'll make you wiser and more insightful, she took some of its fruit and ate it. And she also gave some to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of the two of them were opened. So the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was a gate. The Lord wanted to remain closed because once it was open, death and bloodshed would come. The serpent tempted and made the case that partaking would make them wise and insightful, and they would become like God, knowing good from evil. They would know the secrets of God, being able to view what God views. So keep this in mind for a moment. Biblically speaking, when the king of Israel listened to the prophets, they were safe from their regional enemies. And there was a covering of protection, and the gates were closed to Israel's enemies, and they could not enter and attack. So the enemy needs the cooperation of man always in his plans in order for them to be activated and gates and portals to open. So now, keeping all of this in mind, in 1963, you have prayer being taken out of school. You have the Supreme Court decision, Engel versus Vitale. Esther is licking the camera right now on top of the computer, just so you all know, she's hanging out back there. So you have prayer taken out of school. You have the Supreme Court decision, Engel versus Vitale, comes down, which lifted the covering, which exposed the gate and the code to the gate. The Soviets around this time are taking part in occultic practices of remote viewing and astral projection against the U.S. to steal classified information. the shepherd of the land, Kennedy, is assassinated, which shed the blood that ratified the lifting of the covering when prayer was taken out of schools. So the groundwork then was laid for Project Stargate to be dangled as a tempting piece of fruit before the United States government, that it would make them wise and insightful, and they would know secrets that they didn't know. This project brought a curse on America, and that curse came with horrible implications. Taking prayer out of school came first. Abortion's going to come into play soon in this. Interestingly enough, inside the word Pentagon and Dagon are very similar. In fact, they have A-G-O-N, both of them in their names. And it was there that you're going to hear that the one that used to lead Project Stargate, that has since become saved, met with Dr. Crum and had a lot of guilt about what happened. And interestingly enough, they met at a Starbucks. And Dagon is half man, half fish. Dagon Pentagon, I just find that interesting. And you'll hear about that in a moment. So, oh yeah, see? Yep, there it is. I hate that mermaid. Okay, so walk by a Starbucks. I look at it, I go, I hate that mermaid. Okay, so December 1972. Something changes with Project Stargate. So this tempting piece of fruit is dangled by the enemy. Now that he's lifted the covering by taking the prayer to schools, he has ratified that with the death of Kennedy. And in December 1972, something changed with Project Stargate. And Dr. Crum gives this account because the man that led Project Stargate spoke to him about this. A demonic principality physically manifested in the room, because they started Project Stargate and they had clairvoyance and mediums and psychics astral projecting and remote viewing to try to steal from the Soviets. So in December of 1972, a demonic principality finally physically manifests in the room. And Dr. Crum gives this account, and basically a ruling demonic power within the earth manifests in the room at Fort Meade in December of 1972. Those in that room, the members of the CIA, did a deal with that demonic entity and made a covenant. This is what Dr. Crum says, that if it would give them an advancement over the Russians and more power for remote viewing and astral projection techniques for intelligence gathering purposes, they would give that demonic entity rights over America. So this at Fort Meade happens. And because they were at the helm of government, they were able to do such. Guess who was the president in 1972 when this happened? Nixon. You ever wonder then why it was named Watergate? Because Stargate came first. So Nixon is the president while this is going on, making deals with devils and sealing doctrines of devils to, quote, beat the Russians out of fear and competition, because the enemy was able to get close enough to dangle a tempting piece of fruit in front of you that would make you more wise and insightful. After he lifts the covering by taking prayer to schools and assassinates the shepherd in the land. Many say the CIA was involved in Kennedy's assassination. So there you go. You see? So when that covenant was made, December of 1972, Dr. Crum said a month later, so the covenant is made 1972. A month later, the covenant was ratified. Remember, there has to be the shedding of blood to ratify a covenant. The covenant was ratified a month later because in January 22nd, 1973, abortion was legalized. Abortion was legalized 1 month after they made this agreement with this principality and power to give them rights over America, to give them more power in remote viewing and astral projection to beat the Russians. 1 month after this deal gets made with this principality, abortion gets legalized. The covenant was made with this ruler of darkness. Innocent blood was shed. It ratified the covenant, and things began to get dark in the United States of America. And to continue abortion, the enemy very craftily came up with my body, my choice, when really it's your body, but Satan's choice, because of the covenant that was made. You are helping the kingdom of darkness continue their dark exploits when you're helping them ratify something through blood. And it's not your body, your choice, because that baby is another life. It's not your lung or your liver. That is your body, your choice. And I don't see many women lining up demanding their liver or lungs be cut out of them and destroyed and discarded. I found out something interesting from something Charlie Kirk said. He said, fetus in Latin means little human. They go, oh, it's just a fetus. It's just a fetus. Because they think the public is too stupid to gain the knowledge that fetus means little human. Imagine if they start saying, oh, it's just a little human. Oh, it's just a little human. Imagine how many less abortions would take place. They bank on you not knowing. So America became the first down payment and installment of innocent blood to seal and activate a covenant that our government made with that principality and power of darkness. After the covenant and abortion was legalized, child trafficking began to get traction in America. Why? Because the enemy needed an influx now of innocent blood to come in to continue this covenant. I know this is horrific stuff, but this is what happened. And so basically, then you have all these concerns rising about youth and sex trafficking during times of social change happening in the nation. However, the blood of Jesus Christ provided a more powerful covenant and a more powerful ratifying. And the covenant our founding fathers made with God at the beginning and inception of this nation. So because that covenant was made and the enemy manufactures and counterfeits what the Lord does, because he had plans for his own covenant. The enemy cannot create. He can only steal and manipulate and manufacture what already exists. So the blood of Jesus is far more powerful than the blood being shed to keep that dark covenant active. And if the church would just get a hold of this, that covenant would be null and void. Because innocent blood is always required to open up demonic gates, to open up portals, to open up gates of nations, of cities. The kingdom of darkness has a requirement. So what happens then, around the time that, as my dogs are running around like lunatics, as around the time that this demonic principality manifests, right? And what is going on, all of you? My goodness, they're all playing. They're all just going a little batty right now. So the two of them, Missy and Cyrus, do this all the time. Cyrus, honey, you have to calm down. So at the time that this principality manifests and at the time that abortion ratifies the covenant, something else is happening. Watergate, right? You have Stargate that opened up a gate, and now you have Watergate coming on the heels of Project Stargate. And the Watergate scandal was a major political controversy in the United States during the presidency of Richard Nixon from 1972 to 1974. And ultimately, Nixon, we all knew, resigned. The name originated from the attempts by the Nixon administration to conceal its involvement in an apparent break-in at the Democratic National Committee headquarters located in the Watergate office building in Washington, D.C. So this is by no accident that Watergate happens in the middle of all these other events happening that are opening up gates in the nation. So after Stargate, after abortion, you have in the middle of this, you have Watergate begins to grow now and grip the nation, right? So there is a whole faction of the Kingdom of Darkness called the Marine Kingdom, Watergate. Keep this in mind. There are factions in the Kingdom of Darkness. You have the powers of the air. There's another faction called the Marine Kingdom. And the Philistine false god Dagon, half man, half fish, was a part of that. So you have now a Watergate that is opened up in the nation. Also, Palestine means Philistine. Keep this in mind, because this was a very ancient demon that those in the CIA made an agreement with. This is a very ancient spirit. And so Palestine means Philistine. And so this is why the name Watergate, that occurs while Stargate is occurring. And this is the price of making deals with devils. It is. It's a very high price. I'm going to tell you right now, you people out there, if you are astral projecting, remote viewing, talking to the dead, stop it and repent. Because demons that give information require a very high price in return, and it gives them rights to attack your families, your children, to attack your bodies, to attack your health. It gives them rights. So please stop it, because it's dangerous. So this is why Watergate happens. And this is the price that's paid for making deals with devils. Under Nixon, that door was opened. And then Nixon's removal happened. Because humanity is only a means to their end. Demons don't care about humanity. We're a means to their end. That's all we are to them. The enemy allures you to enslave you. Almighty God allures you to set you free, to embrace you and set you free. So when the door was opened for Nixon's removal, when all of this happens, all the pagan gods, the Philistines, the gods of these pagan nations, the Moabites, the Amalekites, the Canaanites, all these pagan gods had one thing in common. They demanded the blood of innocent children in order for those nations to prosper. In fact, they would go to the poorest in those nations and tell them, if you sacrifice your baby, you will greatly prosper. The Canaanites, the Amorites, the Amalekites, the Moabites. That argument has been taken for modern day and refurbished like a used car and sold to a modern generation. Because between my body, my choice, and the argument made that having a baby will get in the way of a woman's career, of a woman's prospering. Give up your baby and you will prosper. It is the same argument that these pagan nations and these demonic principalities made to get those to give up their children. And to provide further evidence of this, in Africa, Dr. Crumb said this, when a witch or witch doctor wants to dedicate a piece of land to Satan, the first thing they want to do is get blood and put it in the ground. So in Africa, when they want to do this, this is how they do it. Because for that covenant to be activated, they have to go to make a sacrifice of blood and to get that favor of the demon of the land. This is why in Luke chapter 8, that fierce storm was sent against Jesus and his disciples as they made their way to Gadaran, because Jesus was about to overturn the offerings the dark rulers of that territory were getting and evangelize the city, not only by delivering the possessed man at Gadaran who went on to evangelize the whole city, but the incident with the pigs. We'll call it Piggate. Since we're talking about gates, we're going to call this Piggate in Luke chapter 8. And it says, Luke chapter 8, verses 27 through 33. Now, when Jesus stepped out on the land, he was met by a man from the city who was possessed with demons. For a long time, he had worn no clothes and was not living in a house, but among the tombs. He was living among the dead. Seeing Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and shouted loudly, "What business do we have in common with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." Now he was already commanding the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had seized him violently. many times, and he was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demons into the desert, because demons like dry places. Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, "Legion," because many demons had entered him. And they continually begged him not to command them to go into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the mountain. The demons begged Jesus to allow them to enter the pigs. You know why? Those pigs were going to be used as a sacrifice to the demons of that area, and that blood was going to be shed. And he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man, entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. So there was really no shedding of innocent blood. Jesus sort of pulled a fast one on these demonic principalities that wanted to keep a stronghold on this area. So when entities get rights to areas, they will send storms, cause violence, shed innocent blood, and do whatever they have to do to hold on to that territory. And this is exactly what happened when this happened with Project Stargate and what progressed from it. And so Project Morningstar was the righteous counter to Project Stargate. So Morningstar were the prophets being given hard intelligence and seeking the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, 1977, not long after all this happens, the movie Star Wars comes out. So the movie Star Wars comes out in 1977 after Project Stargate opened an enormous gate in America. That is no coincidence that that is when that movie came out. And so the Lord, Dr. Crum says, had a redemptive plan with Project Morningstar being implemented. Kim Clement was a part of that. Basically, they tried to create a righteous counter to what Project Stargate had done. Because God has a redemptive plan for America, and he loves America so much that he would give America another chance. So very close to all of these events happening, Henry Kissinger and Klaus Schwab get together. So these events of the 70s, right? Henry Kissinger and Klaus Schwab join forces with the World Economic Forum. And they create the World Economic Forum in 1971. Okay? So by then, Project Stargate had been in operation. And the Soviets were doing their own forum. And interestingly enough, it was in 1987 that they broadened and started including others. So basically, they started opening up to executives at first and things of that nature. And then they started to, in the mid-70s, open it up to political figures. But I'm going to read you an interesting fact. In February of 1971, Schwab invited 450 executives from Western Europe firms to the first European Management Symposium held in Davos. He invites 450. How many prophets of Baal were there? 450. That's by no accident, because the enemy works in cycles. So while Stargate is opening up a gate in America, and all of this is unfolding, and prayer is taken out of schools, and Kennedy is assassinated, the World Economic Forum is being formed. And then political leaders by 1974 were invited to Davos. So they opened it up to them in 1974. So January 1974, 2 years after the covenant was made and abortion legalized, and the covenant ratified, the World Economic Forum starts inviting political leaders. This is by no mistake. This is how the enemy operates. And their initial invite was to 450 executives, and there were 450 prophets of Baal. And Dr. Crum was saying how worship and repentance closes demonic gates. And he took a bunch of intercessors and attempted to close that gate. However, what that gate being opened let into the United States of America, all of those dark powers established themselves in the United States of America. So what we're dealing with today is darkness that flooded in by a covenant by our government through an open gate that, though Dr. Crum believes it was shut, I think that gate is not totally shut. Now, I just from what I'm watching, I'm not too sure this gate totally shut. But he's saying at this time we're in right now, we still have to round up the cattle that got out. So the cattle that got through the gate and got out, we still now have to round them up, according to Dr. Crum. So meaning all the demons that got loose through that gate, well, they have to be rounded up and sent back to where they came from. I believe when Roe v. Wade was overturned 50 years after abortion was ratified to cement a covenant that was made through Project Stargate, 50 being the Jubilee, where what was stolen must be given back, that gate began to majorly close. So I believe that gate may have partially closed, and that gate started to majorly close and get narrower and narrower. However, either part of the gate is still open, or there were so many entities that got through the gate, like Dr. Crum says, they have to be rounded up and sent back to where they came from. So we are called kings and priests. And that for us to be called kings and priests, that cost Jesus his blood on the cross. For us to be given that authority, the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us. And we have to remember that. He says, behold, I have given unto you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt you. Something similar going on at CERN that is affecting Europe. CERN is attempting to do the same thing and open a very dangerous gate to the kingdom of darkness. That's why they do their ceremonies before they turn on the Large Hadron Collider. They do these very dark ceremonies. Now, I'm going to show you something else. It was in the early 1960s that the Russians started this astral projection remote viewing. And this is tied to that, but it's also tied to something else. So currently what we're dealing with, the attempt on Trump's life, July 13th, 2024, 7 plus 13 plus 20 plus 24 equals 64. When the Soviets were using remote viewing against the United States and the covering had been lifted by taking prayer out of schools, prayer had just been taken out of school at this point by 1964. The second attempt on Trump's life was September 15th, 2024. 9 plus 15 plus 20 plus 24 equals 64. So 1964 is connected to what happened to Trump. But also, something else is connected because the enemy works in cycles. Go back 100 years, because I talked about 100-year cycles, from 1964 to 1864. 1864 was the Civil War. That is why these dates line up. This is why they were attempting to assassinate him on these certain dates, because they really want another civil war. They want to start another civil war. They want to goad the American people because they want to have enough blood to get this whole gate back open. They want, if the assassination of Kennedy lifted the covering, right? If prayer being taken out of schools lifted the covering and the assassination of Kennedy and the shedding of blood ratified that covering, then the assassination of Trump would have done the same thing. It would have ratified their ability to reopen the gate. This is how serious this is. This is how serious what they did back in the 1960s and 70s. So the assassination of Trump would have been the assassination of a shepherd in order to reopen a gate they desperately want to get open, because it's either almost closed or closed and all the demons are still running around that got through this gate. So 2 Kings 3:26 through 27 gives a picture of this. And it says, when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too fierce for him, he took with him 700 men who drew swords to break through to the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his oldest son, who was to reign in his place, and offered him as a burnt offering on the wall. And there came great wrath against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land. So the sacrifice was made on the wall when the battle became too fierce for Israel's opposition. The oldest sacrificed on a wall. What is one of the biggest contentions right now in the country? Immigration, the wall, and child trafficking that's coming through there, along with drugs, the cartel, and military age fighting men. And sometimes I think that the shepherd of the nation, the man that wants to be the shepherd of the nation, the man that wants to be the father to the nation, needs to repent for the nation publicly and ask the Lord to permanently close that gate and lock it if it's still open with those who hold the prophetic office. Ask the Lord to lock it, seal it with the blood of Jesus. Something like this needs to happen because the enemy is desperately trying to reopen this gate wide, and he's using similar events. Now, I'm going to show you the mirror image of this. So prayer is taken out of school, and then Kennedy is killed to ratify that, to take the covering off the gate. Okay, what just happened recently before Trump's assassination attempts? The Ten Commandments in prayer is coming back into schools. It's starting to make its way back into schools. So the kingdom of darkness panics, and they try then to kill the shepherd like they did back in the 1960s to ratify it, so then they can reopen the gate and stop the advance of prayer coming back into schools. And I'm going to tell you something else, because we're talking about Russia too. And Russia is communist. And this forward together that Kamala Harris has adopted ties back to Russian communism. So this is all connected. On the Communist Party USA website, you go look stuff for yourself. They adopted the slogan forward together before Kamala Harris took it on. Obama's second term campaign slogan was forward. Hillary Clinton's was stronger together. And in May 2017, Hillary Clinton announces a new action group called Onward Together. So Kamala's Forward Together combines Obama's, Hillary's, and the Communist Party slogan, all wrapped up into a nice little bow, because they want to push this gate fully open again. Forward Together, they want the agreement to ratify their agenda in the realm of the spirit. There it is. Communist Party USA website. Forward Together. April 17th, 2024. Building, block and build against fascism. You know who they're calling fascists? The MAGA supporters. They're calling the MAGA supporters who want freedom and liberty, which is freedom with responsibility, the fascists. You know why? Because one of the enemies go-to tactics is to deflect and accuse you of the very thing he's doing. So Kamala's Forward Together is Obama, Hillary, and the Communist Party all rolled into one, because they want to push this gate fully open again. And the Communist Party adopted this back in April 17th, they wrote about this, 2024, but apparently they've been using this slogan for like, I don't know, almost a decade. Now we have another article from the Communist Party website to show you how dangerous this game of Russian roulette, no pun intended, is that everybody has been playing in this nation, oh, for about 60 plus years. Good morning, revolution. How would Lenin vote in November? This is from September 13th, 2024. Remember I did the teaching on the 100-year cycle, and I talked about Lenin, and Lenin died in 1924, and 2024 would be 100 years from the time of Lenin's death. They are attempting to resurrect that same spirit and mindset that influenced and controlled Lenin. It's not a revolution war, as they claim. It's a revelationary war. This is what this is. And the shepherds need to stand in the gap at the sheep gate. You got Stargate, you got Watergate. Well, it's about time some shepherds stood up and stood in front of the sheep gate against the predators that have come in to steal, kill, and destroy. I will tell you, there are orders that have gone out from the kingdom of darkness against the elders, the shepherds, the men that are pillars in their community. Pray and intercede, because it's an order that has gone out against the shepherds and the elders. And it's about time we stood at the sheep gate and prevented the predators from coming into that too, because they already started pouring into the church. And once prayer was taken out of school and the enemy gained that advantage, that intercession was nullified, he was able to ratify what we saw happen in the 60s, in the 70s. He was able to ratify it. And the effects lead all the way to now, what we're seeing. The effects lead to now. And this is why we have to be watchmen and watch women on the wall right now. Watchmen and watch women, because watchmen and women see what's coming before it comes. They see what they're doing. They see the patterns. They see the attacks coming. They see it and they sound the alarm, whether it sounds nice or not. They sound the alarm. We have to sound the alarm. August 16, 2024, the Lord told me in that word that danger was near President Trump's front door, meaning Mar-a-Lago. That he was going to be caught in the crossfire. Come quickly to me now, the Lord said, because you're in the crossfire again. And in that word, too, it said it was going to be, they were going to paint it that it was a Trump supporter that did it. It was going to be a red flag of falsities that painted it as a Trump supporter, which is exactly what the media did. I have a pastor friend that met that man in Ukraine, got into an altercation with him. And I'm going to be putting that out in a short, but we have to be watchmen and women right now and understand that the enemy is going to try to open gates. He's going to try to entice government agencies with tempting pieces of fruit. That'll make them more wise and insightful and make them know more. He's out in desperation right now. And in desperation and rage, he has ordered from the kingdom of darkness attacks against the elders and the shepherds and the pillars of the community to try to get them out of the way, because he desperately wants this gate back open. He wants this gate that started with Stargate, that started with prayer being taken out of schools, with Kennedy's death, with the blood being shed, with the covering being lifted and ratified that way. He desperately wants this gate back open. So please pray, intercede, be watchmen and women right now. Be in the word. That's your sword of the spirit, is the word of God. We are meant to be salt and light in the earth. Light exposes. Salt preserves. It is the remnant and the believers and the body of Christ that has to help preserve this nation. So it's time you stood up and do your jobs, because we have to do it. If you don't want to see this gate back open, because there's a dark army, the likes of which we've never seen, that are just like bulls huffing and puffing, waiting to get through that gate again. And it's the church, the ecclesia, the body of Christ, who has the resurrection power of Christ in us, that can stand in the gap, intercede, and make sure that doesn't happen. And that can speak to the tomb that America has been put in, that tomb of Sodom, that cold, dark tomb. like Lazarus was put in, and Jesus comes when they said, if you had been here sooner, my brother wouldn't have died. And he says, I am the resurrection. We have that power dwelling within us to speak to the death that they are trying to put over this nation and send it in retreat and cause God to issue judgment against the principalities and powers running around this nation that were let through that gate, that are screaming right now, what we have to do with you, Son of the Most High God, because that power dwells within us. So be watchmen and women right now in the middle of this, because it's so necessary. Okay, praise the Lord. I want to make an announcement. Remember I told you at the end we were going to make a significant announcement. Mark your calendars for October 7th. Eric Trump is coming on. Eric Trump will be on with Clay Clark. He wanted to come on. He asked to come on. And so please mark your calendars. October 7th, 2024. Eric Trump will be joining us with Clay Clark. October 7th. Watch that date, because I'm being sent back to a certain mountain around that date. And it was October 7th last year that horrific attack on Israel by Hamas happened. So watch that date, because I don't think Hamas is going to let this date slide. And I don't think they're going to let it slide in the U.S. And I don't think they're going to let it slide in other strategic areas within the earth right now, including in Israel, especially after Beepergate just happened and a bunch of beepers were detonated and exploded in Lebanon on Hezbollah, I believe, by Israel themselves. You want to talk about cloak and dagger and James Bond stuff? Well, there you go. You have it right there. So October 7th, Eric Trump is coming on. Looking very forward to that. Also, it was Missy's birthday. So Missy turned 4. So happy birthday to our precious sweet girl, Missy. Taylor bought her a frog for her birthday. So she got a birthday present. We did put out a post of a birthday hat on Missy. And we absolutely love Missy. So we want to tell you that. The Toby video we might save as a short. I think we should save it as a short. Okay. Also, Arkansas. I'm going to be in Arkansas at the Edge Church preaching 10:30 a.m. service. For more info, please go to DwayneMiller.com. You can sign up to come. We're looking very forward to coming there. I'm going to be in Windham, New York, October 4th, and I will be speaking at 6 p.m. So you don't have to RSVP, but if you want to email them, it's HopeRestorationCF@gmail.com. I am going to be speaking at Hope Restoration Church, 6 p.m. the night of October 4th. We also have our fast, please. The Lord has led me to call for a national fast October 2nd through October 4th, which is the Feast of Trumpets. This is so prophetically significant on the heels of the election. If you can fast a meal, if you can fast 8 hours, if you can fast a whole day, please, whatever you can fast, we're asking you to make this sacrifice and fast. We're going into the new year. We will be entering the year 5785 during this fast. And one of our moderators pointed this out, that Renee did, that you have 5785, you have the number 78 flanked by 2 5s, and Trump happens to be 78 years old. So I just found that very interesting. Also, another interesting tidbit to add to all of this. But this is so important, this fast. So we're just asking you to join with us, to blow your shofars as well on Rosh Hashanah. And we're going to enter the 10 days of awe. And I think that might be one of the most tumultuous 10 days of awe we have seen in decades, because October 7th lands right in the middle this year of the 10 days of awe. Normally, at the end of September is Rosh Hashanah. At the beginning of October is Yom Kippur. It is coming late this year. And so now we have October 2nd, smack in the middle of the trial that the Jews believe is going on in God's courts. That concludes on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year. So we wanted to just emphasize that to you also. I think what we'll do is we'll put Give a Derm up quick. This is Give a Derm. These women are wonderful. They are spirit-filled believers. They make an incredible product. This is all natural skincare. It truly is food for your face. I use it twice a day. It is one of the best I have ever used. We are so happy to be a blessing to these women who love the Lord. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Use promo code ARC10. Two of my favorites, I will tell you, are the Uplift and the Eye Cream. And I use the Mother Slugger actually for a primer before I put my makeup on. So it makes a wonderful primer as well. So you can use promo code ARC10. They'll give you 10% off. Thank you, everyone, for hanging in there with us tonight. We love you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day because the word is living and active, and we have to activate it. Also, there's other Psalms up there. 123, 34, 35, 51 has created me a clean heart, oh God. I say that all the time. We have to be cleansing our hearts. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Ephesians chapters 1 and 3 to read. There are also scriptures from the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I read every day from those scriptures and I recite them. We will make sure to get the actual scriptures for you and start putting them up as well. Also, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught us to pray that way. You come in with praise and thanksgiving before you ask for a thing. You honor and praise God for who he is. There is an order to that prayer that is so crucial to our prayer walk. So please go to Matthew 6, read the Lord's Prayer, take a good look at it, and start saying it to help your prayer life. Because we need to, our prayer lives are like muscles. You need to work them. And the Lord wants to hear from you. He really does. And the more you talk, the more the Lord will talk back. And so I encourage you to talk to the Lord today. If you haven't in a while, I suggest you pick up that spiritual phone and you get on the phone with your Father in heaven because he loves you and he wants to hear from you on a daily basis. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you to our team and our moderators. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everyone. Barring nothing emergent happens or crazy, we will see you next week, but look for shorts. We will be putting shorts out this week that I have been doing. They will be going out, so look for them too. Keep the faith, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARC. Hey, everybody. Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.